Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden is set to formally introduce his national security team to the nation Tuesday, building out a team of Obama administration alumni that signals a shift away from the Trump administration's America First policies and a return to U.S. engagement on the global stage. Biden's event comes a day after the General Services Administration determined President-elect Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access as part of the 1964 law enacted to promote an orderly transition of executive power in the United States. Between now and his January 20th inauguration, Biden will be building out his administration, putting in place staff both to begin carrying out his policy vision when his term begins and to be able to immediately handle the national security aspects of the job. The transition team gained access to government internet domain and email, quickly launching buildbackbetter.gov. President Trump, who refused to concede the election, said on Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government set deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has given the Tigray People's Liberation Front until Wednesday to surrender or face a military assault on the city of Mekelle. The United Nations said Monday that more than 330,000 people so far have fled Tigray for neighboring Sudan. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.